What crops did you raise here in Webster Chapel? Did you raise cotton?
When we first moved in here the first year, he had a man moving here that they started with cotton. And he plowed most of it. He was a young boy. He was just in his early 20s. Come out here, Mr. Major come out one evening, sat in front of the porch with his feet propped up. He said, "What in the world's the matter with you? Why aren't you plowing that cotton out here?" He said, "I just can't stand it. I can't plow all that. It's just too hard to work to plow. If you get me a tractor, I'll plow." So in a few days, he come back out here, and the tractor was marred down in the mud. It come rain, it marred down. He didn't know how to get it out. So when we started the first couple of years, we began to clean up the edge of the fields, and we cleared some up on the top of the mountain back here. We planted a pretty big cotton crop, made fair off of it. But it was hard work, you know, flying with tractors and a lot of small rocks. We began to grow corn, and then county agent come out one day and said, "Why don't we start milking some cows by hand? They got get milk cans now and milk the cows and put it in a water cooler and keep it in the truck and run every other day or every Thursday and pick it up." We lived a mile off of the main road, so we carried that milk over and met them until we got up above 4 cans of milk. We've got 4 cans or more, and finally got picking up about 10 cans of milk every Thursday. So we drive over here again. So finally, we decided, Mr. Major said, find a theory. You have to buy in and get a milk basin order to sell milk to the plants. He said, "If you find somebody with a good herd for sale, well, we'll just try to buy it and start milking." We didn't even have a barn to milk in. You had to have a grade A barn then. We were milking grade B milk to see by hand. Grade A has to come in a special barn. Well, we found a man about 8 miles from us over here, come up for sale, had 26 cows. And we went to see him. He said, "Yeah, I'll sell you the cows and sell you the milk base." Well, we didn't have a barn built. He was wanting out of it. Finally, he said, "Well, if you'll come and milk these cows, help me milk as the times I'm milking, the way I've been milking them, I'll help you until you get your barn built." He said, "All right." Agreed on the price. He said, "Be here in the morning at 1:30. Well, that gave us, you went over at 1:30, that gave you, you get back home by daylight, you work on the barn till 3:30 that evening, go back to milk the cow. Then get back up the next morning at 1:30 to start milking." We found out that we didn't get much sleep that way. We got the barn built, whatever, moved cows over here and unloaded them. I said, "Old gals, y'all go on and lay down out there and have a good time, because we're not going to milk you about 5:30 in the morning." And we went from about 8,000 pounds per cow to about 16. We doubled the milk production. I don't remember just how many pounds it was, but anyway, we doubled the milk production on the cow, the cub, and working. And we, whenever we sold them, we still milked them in the morning around 6 o'clock. Get through at night about 6 o'clock. And that's where we made a living and sent us to school. In the meantime, we bought bigger tractors where we could milk cows and get through cleaning up everything by somewhere around 9 o'clock and get into the field with the bigger tractors. We finally got 3 tractors. And if we had, we could, you know, plant a lot of crops. So we spread out that way and bought bigger tractors. Finally, the rains dried up and we bought an irrigation system, and that really helped us because it was work. And it It just, and then we had a lot of land timber on it. And that's really been that's some of the best money we've ever spent buying the land, planting pine trees on it, letting the trees grow up and cut it off the timber. That we still cut the lands here now, cut timber, cut hardwood off, cleaning it off. We cut 11 loads of hardwood logs last week, 10 loads the week before, and the week before that rain, just old crooked, rot-hearted oak logs, all in big demand for them.
A while ago, you were talking about milking. You went from milking by hand to using a milking, but you had to have electricity.
We first started milking by hand. Finally, we got electricity in here.
Through a co-op, right?
Yeah. Cherokee. Cool. That was 1953 we started milking by hand. Then in 1957 we bought this herd and built a barn. Built 1957 to 1992.
Did you have to buy into the electric co-op? Or how did that
work? We bought the man's base that you could sell so many pounds of milk to the dairy every month on the base that he had. Well, we caught two or three sales and we bought a few more pounds of base through going to sales, buying somebody that was selling out. And then as you could build your base up, but it'd take a year at a time. If you're milking this year, you wouldn't get to use that base until next year. You'd get more milk production that way. So we build up the milk base that way.
And by now, the milk truck was coming here and picking up the milk out of the thing.
Always come here and milked up, picked up grade A milk.
Now, how big was the tank? How much would it hold?
We started out with 250 gallon tank. How big was that big tank up there? Wasn't it 1,000 gallons? I think the last one was 1,000 gallon tank. We started 250 and we added one to it. Then finally we had to get rid of a little and add the bigger one, then we just got one bigger one. Brand new tank.
And how many cows could you milk at a time?
We run 5 cows one at a time milk.
And that was every morning and every night?
Yeah.
How many cows, what's the largest number of cows you ever had at one time?
We milked 105 cows at one time after a few years.
And you used corn and silage to feed them?
We built two big silos, the first one in 1967. The next one in 1970. Or something like that. And they were, there's two silos that are 20 feet across them, 70 feet high. I believe it. I done forgot, but I changed it like it was 1,600 ton silos. And we rent land close by and cut the corn and put in there and then combine enough corn to feed them, grind it up. What was in the gold on his back.
And did you just buy feed or did you use citrus pulp or what did you use?
When the citrus pulp first come out, 1960 in there, we bought a new Ford truck. And what year did you move to Florida, Katie? Alright, when they went down there, that was a good excuse to get to go see it. And we would take this truck and go down there and get a load of septic pump. First, we had to get it in bags. We'd bring all back, we could bring on a ton and a half truck across the skater. We'd feed that. When we run out, we'd go back down there and spend the night with Gail and Doris. Paula didn't live with him, which is in Florida. So, we'd spend the night with them. Go down on the weekend and get a load on Friday and stay Saturday and Sunday and come back Monday.
Okay, you were talking about electricity. You didn't have paved roads here in Florida.
No paved roads until about Well, the milk truck came up here one day. We started in 57. The milk truck came up here and they put a bridge across the mill branch down where the county gets water that goes all over the whole northern part of the county. And they put the bridge in. You used to have to go through the water and they put the bridge in, and the boy didn't have a kitchen in his milk tank, his bobtail truck. When he went around the curve, well, that milk started sloshing. He ran off in the mill branch and out into some bushes across the mill branch. But it wasn't long after that till they paved the road somewhere. Must have been in the 60s they paved the road.
Okay.
We had a real good road for them. Log truck started driving over that big truck that got it beat up.
Well, during all this time, since you're doing better and you've got the dairy, think your economic situation's better, wasn't it? You're making more money, especially.
Well, if we'd stayed at home and hadn't went nowhere, hadn't spent it, we'd have some money.
But, Grandma, you sewed all your clothes by hand and you canned and stuff like that, you didn't have store-bought clothes.
That's right. Biggest part of the clothes I had, I made myself, and biggest part of the clothes that the girls wore to school, I made them.
And you helped Grandpa in the fields, you go to the fields and milk, wouldn't you?
I sure did. Ask her what she's doing right now while we're taking this.
What are you doing?
Crocheting. Grandbabies. Great-grandchildren. While she's talking now doing this. She's getting paid for that, and she can't be still. She's got to do that.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of pay for it. I get my neck hooked every time I see them.
Well, did you have to drive tractors, too? Did you work?
Oh, yeah. I drove everything. My tractor to a truck. I hauled off corn, cotton seeds, wheat, and whatever had to be hauled, and I've done a little bit of everything.
And the kids, they milked too, didn't they?
Yeah. They just run out of fertilizer. I just co-op and give them those fertilizer for
them. Talking about the tractor now, we had a rat huge, big diesel tractor. And everything on it works, electric starters and switches, everything. But one day, between milk and farming, we cut a lot of logs off. So I was getting a load of logs off, and she came up to help carry the tractor up to load it with. And when we got the logs loaded, we were up on top of this hill on the hay field. And it's really steep going down the side. But she was going to bring the tractor back to the house, and she drove it a lot of time. But when she started down the hill, she had it in gear. And she pushed her foot on the clutch and pushed the throttle lever up, and that killed the engine. And that's why you killed it. You push it by the notch, cutting it off, and it killed the engine. When the engine's dead, you don't have any brakes or any power steering, anything. But, and that tractor started going down the side of the hill, and you talk about a Western radio, rodeo now. I say, that tractor just bounced and flopped, and she just holding up to it. And me hollering at her, and directed, I hollered and told her to pull the throttle down, put it, let the clutch out. It got nearly down to the bottom of the hill, and it was really running, going down across the hay field.
Well,
and she let the clutch out and it cranked, and she stopped it before it got on down the woods.